Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Kenny Wyatt of the Salisbury. They are in the Sturgeon tournament this week. Last night, big 59-57 win over a very good Sturgeon team. Coach Wyatt, thanks for joining us. Talk about the game last night against Sturgeon.
We was down three at the end of the first quarter, and we've been playing really good second quarters of late. We outscored them 21-12 in the second. Had a six-point lead at halftime, and then Sturgeon made a little run on us in the third and got it down to three. And then we had an early run in the fourth. In fact, with about 4 minutes to go, Jackson King hit a three that put us up nine, and then we proceed not to score until we hit the two free throws at the end of the game that won the game.
And how much time is left when you hit those free throws?
1 second. We had the ball with about minute nine to go. We ran it down to about 33, 34 seconds. They made a couple fouls, and they put our post player, Grant Beard, in the line in 1-1. He missed the first, and then we went down and played pretty good defense, and Sturgeon ran the clock all the way down to 9 seconds, and then we went for a steal on a cross-court pass, and kids collided, and they called a foul, and they were already in the double bonus, and the kid hit one of two free throws to tie it, and he missed the second one, and we went, we had a play set up because I called timeout before the kid shot the free throw, and we got in the lane and got a shot off, but they blocked it out of bounds, and then we had an inbounds play and was able to get the ball to Jaden Green, who made a nice move along the baseline, and they called a foul, and he made both free throws with 1 second to go.
So clutch free throws by Jaden for sure. That's not an easy position for him. You guys had a big 70-34 win over Community in the first round of the tournament. Talk about a little bit about who played well in that game for you.
Well, first quarter we started a little slow, and Community has a real good player. In fact, he scored his 1,000th point during the game, and they handled the ball pretty well in the first quarter. We only had a 6-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but we had a nice second quarter, now scored him 23-6 to have a 23-point lead at halftime, and the kids just came out in the third and fourth quarter and did what needed to be done. And it was kind of a game that we needed. Everybody got in the game. We had nine people score out of the 10 guys that dressed, and really good bounce back win for us after a really tough loss the Saturday before at Hallsville, where we had a chance to win down there and lost a one possession game at their place.
Well, you guys play a pretty tough schedule. Hallsville's a good team. I think they're class three probably. And then you guys, your tournament was a tough tournament as well. So I'm sure you guys are playing a lot of tough teams throughout the season. You're a young team. You told me tomorrow night, in the finals of the Sturgeon tournament, you play the New Franklin Bulldogs. They are undefeated. You've played them once this year. What are your kids going to have to do well to be able to play with New Franklin tomorrow?
Well, New Franklin, they're just well-coached, senior-dominated team. They don't beat themselves. They're solid in the half-court on offense and really play a really good half-court man-to-man defense. And the thing that you just absolutely cannot do against them is you can't give them easy buckets off turnovers. They kind of do a little token full court man press, and they'll double out of it every once in a while. And they got a kid, Perkins, who's a senior point guard for him. He's just really, really good at getting his hands on the ball and making steals. And you just can't let them have run out easy buckets. If we can limit our turnovers and not let them score easy baskets, then, you know, might give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck in the Sturgeon Tournament Finals tomorrow against New Franklin. Give us a call back next week.
All right. Thank you.